that's enough of that.
Well, thank God.
We started talking about video games in the studio, and wanted to actually record them. So.
Said my name again.
Dang it.
I hate this.
See, you're just gonna have to give up the anonymity just because it's annoying.
It is. I wanted to get through one episode of this having to edit, but
it's never gonna happen. I was just saying that I had the one superhero video game that I like played that I can remember is Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions, which for Wii, which is great because it prepared me for Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Dare I say one of my top 10 favorite movies of all time?
Yeah, no, it's a great movie.
It's so cool.
The soundtrack for me is better than the movie, but it's a great movie as well.
Oh man, I have a pair of jeans that I painted with all my favorite images from the movie on it, and
I haven't seen those.
I didn't bring them to Biola, but I wore them to the premiere of Spider-Man Into the Unknown or whatever that movie was called. What was that called?
Far From Home.
But, yeah.
Into the Unknown.
I got so many DMs about that video of me singing a Toad version of Into the Unknown.
No, in the video game they have Spider-Man Noir, and Spider-Man 2099, who's the one in the after credits scene.
Yeah.
So I had a little bit of knowledge of it, but you were saying you like Batman Arkham?
Arkham Knight, yeah. I don't even remember, I didn't get through it, an earlier version of that, because I think it's in a series, but I hadn't, gamed in a while, and then my brother got an Xbox.
Do you know
Xbox?
How many DMs you're gonna get now that you're a gamer girl?
I'm not please don't ask me questions. I just play because it's fun. I don't want to talk.
Dang it, now you're a cool gamer
no!
girl.
The DM thing got too real too fast, and my first probably real game interaction was my dad and I used to play the Zelda games together, and the first real game I ever played was Twilight Princess, and I
kind of play them together.
We would sit in the same room and take turns, and then I was probably 12 at the time when I really played that, and I thought it was the coolest thing ever. But
the first video game I played was there were a few computer games that I played as a very, very small child.
Mm-hmm.
But the first one that sticks in my mind is Minnesota Cuke, the video game.
What is that?
You haven't seen VeggieTales, have you?
No.
So there was a character named Minnesota Cuke, which was
a cucumber.
Yeah, it was Larry the Cucumber as Indiana Jones, basically.
Oh.
And
okay.
So there was a Minnesota Cuke video game that my cousins and I would sit around their family PC taking turns playing.
That's so cute. My also favorite video game as a child was Animal Crossing. Did you ever
all
play
these
that game?
Rich people video games?
What do you mean rich people video games?
We had consoles. We just had.
I miss my GameCube. I miss it so much.
We played Paper Mario on their GameCube.
Mm. All right. Anyway, yeah, my mom and I would play Animal Crossing, and do you know the premise of the game?
You're building a town or something.
Kind of. It's similar to The Sims. That's the closest it would be, but it's not you're this omnipotent money thrown around God. You're a human, and then you live in a tiny little town, and all your neighbors are animals, and you have a part-time job, you fish, and it taught me about mortgages.
There you go.
I think I might have talked about this before, but now I started listening to Animal Crossing music when I study, because it really calms me down.
My first device I owned to play games, I was deciding between a Nintendo DS and an iPod Touch.
It's a tough decision.
Yeah, because I had $200 or something, which is how much these things cost back then. My cousins had a DS, and we both had Wiis, but I decided to go for the iPod Touch, so I was playing that Scoops. Did you ever, the one where you tilt and catch the ice cream?
Yeah, wow, those games were really trash back then.
But it actually ended up being a great decision. I love the iPod Touch so much. It's the last Apple product I owned.
Wow. So you didn't have a Nintendo DS?
No, I never had a DS. I would play emulated DS games.
Oh, I literally found out about those emulators last night, and I was trying to download Animal Crossing, which is why I asked you about video games, is because I was going to ask if you could find an Animal Crossing I could play on my computer.
I can do that.
Yes! Yes! It brings me so much inner peace. Anyway, I had a Nintendo DS. It was navy blue. And then I would play it at night. You know those memes, if you've seen them, they've popped up on TikTok recently where it was like you're playing your Nintendo DS in bed and then you hear your mom coming to check on you and you like shove it under your pillow. I was like, oh, I did that. I'm sorry, Mom, if you happen to listen. I did that many, many times. I would play Nintendogs. Great game. You would just own dogs, and I didn't have a dog as a 12-year-old, so yeah. The first Nintendog I ever got. Later in life, when I got a real dog, I made sure that it looked exactly like my Nintendo dog. So, yeah.
Did you ever play... Wait, I think I asked you. Did you... You played Webkinz. Did you ever play Pop Tropica?
Yes.
Yes.
Good game.
My cousin and I shared an account. And, yeah, we were pretty good.
It was, like, fun. You could problem solve.
Yeah.
I liked the thing where you could change your hair by drinking, like, a Slurpee or something.
Yep.
The Greek gods, Percy Jackson kids, move over. Pop Tropica kids run this town. Oh, did you see that like Disney bought Percy Jackson or something like that? And they might make it a Disney Plus series?
Is this another one of your Hobby Lobby sells cuneiform?
Okay, I did see it on Twitter today. I will open that, up
that'd
to
that.
That'd
be great because like the movie sucked.
Oh man. That movie was bad.
I mean, if anyone could do it, Disney could.
Yeah. I think they're going to have, like, a 13-year-old. I just know that it was, like, trending and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And they were like, you have the money. You have the rights.
Do
What's
it.
What's standing in your way?
Yeah.
I was not a Percy Jackson kid, though. By far, Harry
what?
Potter.
Well, I mean, I like Harry Potter, but you didn't also... Did you read Percy
Jackson?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I read them. I just didn't like them because they were around the same time as Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. And like it was very divided in my elementary school what you were, and I was like, is this a competition? Like, I'm embarrassed.
That's funny. Yeah, no, there was no competition in my school.
No. What's your Hogwarts house?
Well,
what do you mean well?
I
know what your Hogwarts house is.
Yeah, I don't actually know. Remember, like I think it's Ravenclaw, but, like, I might have been trying not to get Slytherin, and so I don't actually remember what the true results were.
As a Slytherin, you're a Slytherin, okay? Don't listen to the bad rap, okay? It's not my fault J.K. Rowling hates us.
Hates the thing she created. And
sorry, we're not
fake,
the elect,
and...
J.K. Rowling. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. I was never... I've read Harry Potter a couple times, but I've never been a huge fan, and honestly it's because of people like you.
I don't care.
The super fans made me kind of back away from it.
You can hate it all you want. I could study Harry Potter for the rest of my life. I read them all through
almost
every
year. What
have
you thought of the Fantastic Beasts movies?
Okay. I think that I saw a video essay on this and I thought it was really good, and it was about there should be more male protagonists like Newt Scamander that weren't like traditional like manly superhero man takes on the world, but more like quiet, calm, and intelligent, and like that was good like representation of like a different kind of man on screen.
Okay, don't give me the CMA answer. Did you like it?
I hated it. I cannot believe that they brought in Johnny Depp.
I still haven't seen Crimes of Grindelwald.
Oh my gosh,
I don't think so.
There's like so bad. Americans have no place
in near magic.
No, it's just like I hated it. I hate that. I don't like the plays that are coming out. They redid the Pottermore website and it's even more trash than it was before. J.K. Rowling retroactively making characters gay, I have a problem with. There's so much that I was just like, can't you just, like, Suzanne Collins create a fantastic series and then just disappear into the world.
And actually, and have great movies that went along with them, and then they were done.
Yeah, I kind of...
Actually, I never saw the third Hunger Games
movies. There was two parts to it.
I don't think... No, I saw the first one. I don't think I saw part two.
I think that... I read the Hunger Games as a kid and loved them, and then I read them again this summer, and they are so good.
Yeah.
Like, the political undertones that I think you just miss as a kid, it ages very well. I thought the movies were good. That was when, what's her name? Katniss Everdeen. What's her name? What's the actress? She's like, Jennifer...
Lawrence.
Lawrence was, like, coming onto the scene for the first time, and it was yep. PETA versus Gale. Oh, good times. I could give you my video essay on Hunger Games. It's so good. I don't know if you want to hear
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm not 100% honest. Not super interested.
That's fine, but I don't know. You know, like in Rick and Morty, where like they have like the punch card, and it's like for every 10th adventure, Morty yes. gets to have a Morty adventure. For every 10 times you bring up Citizen Four, the 10th time I get to talk about the Hunger Games.
I feel like you drive a lot of this podcast. I feel like you get your fair airtime.
I do. I take over a little bit more every day.
Back to video games.
Oh yeah.
Ever since I got Minecraft at the very beginning, was like my core video game up
so
until
good.
Pretty much now. But I would go through... I also really like first-person shooters, so I'd play, like, CSGO, Rainbow Six Siege. I recently, this past summer, got a VR headset.
Should tell that story. It's a good one.
About the free one?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we have a VR club here on campus, in case you didn't know. Might not be around much longer. But,
aww.
Yeah, they're graduating. But,
okay.
I asked the CTO of Oculus if he would send our club a free Oculus Quest, and he did.
That's pretty cool.
So, yeah. But then I also bought the Oculus Rift S.
Which one did you let me try on?
The Quest.
Oh, it was cool. It was terrifying.
Yeah.
But it was cool.
They're cool. I haven't played them in a few months, actually. Like, I just have been not interested in... I haven't played a video game in months. Like, I put up the Minecraft server, and I haven't played it.
Yeah,
it's just not interesting to me right now.
I don't really play a lot of video games, and when I am in the mood to do it, it's like I don't have access to it. But this summer... Did you ever play the Lego games?
Yeah.
Oh, this summer... if my mom's listening, I'd like you to know I'm still mad about this. We spent the entire summer playing through Lego Harry Potter 4 through 7. At 96%, she deleted it in like a week before I went back. And I... Oh, man. I don't know if I've ever been that genuinely mad at my mom since I went through puberty. And so she felt really bad and she went to bed and I stayed up for two nights in a row, like through the whole night. With a full-time 40-hour job, and I did this. And got back to 95%.
Your priorities are not straight.
I had never 100% gotten through a Lego game before, because there was always some dumb glitch in the game that prevented you from, like, getting in a room or whatever. And so I was like, this is the summer. I do it.
I've never been interested in 100%ing games. So some people are like really into it, and then they spend their life on it.
It was more just like I've been playing Lego games since the Star Wars one came out, God knows how many years ago, and have since then probably played one once, maybe every year, and never gotten to it. So.
My favorite was always the Indiana Jones one.
With the whip?
Yes.
That was cool.
Because for our media time, we would go over to our cousin's house for an hour and we'd all play, except most of the time it's just spent killing each other, and we had a couple jingles that like went around with our play. So there's one part where you have to trade a banana with a monkey to get a stick of dynamite holding to blow up something. And we couldn't figure out what to do with the dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a song. It was I had a stick of dynamite and I didn't know what to do, so I decided to use it to blow up you. And then we'd throw it at someone. And that was pretty much the whole game. Then there was another part where there were like these pillars you had to jump between, and we were stuck on it again. So you just had to like kind of guess which one you're supposed to jump onto. So we'd just be like, take a leap of faith.
That's such a die cousin every thing to time. Do.
Good times.
Yeah, I don't know. I think like I've got two younger brothers who are kind of in like prime Fortnite age, you know. Oof. A little bit older, but you know, video games are a good way for us to connect and all that kind of Star Warsy stuff. It's good. Okay.
Star Wars?
Yeah, we play like the League. What was the one that came out just recently?
Oh, Battlefront?
Yeah, did not like that game very much. But
I haven't played it.
I mean more like the ways we connect are very much like the Marvel superheroes and Into the Spider-Verse and stuff like that. So
yeah.
Good outlet. All right. How much time we got?
That was 16, almost 17 minutes.
Wow. This is a great one to never edit, file away for later when we don't feel like recording
for
a while.
Did I say your name at all?
I don't think you did.
We'll see. I guess we'll upload it and then see the aftermath. I'm a player.